I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Egyptian media site Progress in Truce Talks as Israel downplays the chances of an end to the war with Hamas. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Egyptian state media reports noticeable progress in ongoing ceasefire talks with Israel as a delegation of the Palestinian militant group Hamas is in Cairo. Pressure is now mounting to reach a deal. Gaza's humanitarian crisis is dramatically escalating, while Israel insists it will launch an offensive into Rafah, where more than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering. Egyptian and American mediators are reporting signs of compromise, with Egyptian media saying consensus is reached on many disputed points, but chances for a ceasefire deal remain entangled with the question of whether Israel will accept an end to the war without Hamas being destroyed. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says Hamas does not appear poised to attack U.S. forces who are building a pier off the coast of Gaza to deliver aid to the war-torn strip by sea. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has the details.
As the U.S.-made pier off the Gazan coast nears completion, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he does not see signs that the militant group Hamas will attack the American troops constructing it to bring more aid into Gaza.
I don't see any indications currently that there is an active intent to do that.
The U.S. has security in place to keep American troops protected, and Israel also has vowed to protect those forces. The U.S. and other nations have airdropped food to Palestinians in Gaza, but aid organizations say the amount parachuting in is severely insufficient. Once operational, the new pier will bring dozens of truckloads of aid into the strip each day. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow The Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. Mexican authorities found three bodies on Friday in the state of Baja California, where an American and two Australian tourists were reported missing, according to three sources with knowledge of the investigation. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
The three men, Australian brothers Callum and Jake Robinson and American Carter Rhodes, were in their early 30s. They were on vacation surfing in Ensenada, about 90 minutes south of the U.S.-Mexico border. The state prosecutor on Thursday said three people were being investigated in connection with the case, though it was unclear whether they were involved in the disappearance of the Robinson brothers and Carter Road. The U.S. State Department advises Americans to reconsider travel to the state due to crime and kidnapping.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. Sadiq Khan, the Labour Party's mayor of London, appears to be romping to victory as results from the capital pour in. Results from 9 of the 14 electoral districts show Khan, chasing a record third straight term, has won. There had been speculation that the result would be closer than previously thought, but Khan's lead was much higher over his conservative challenger to Labour. It will be another positive sign for Labour from Thursday's array of local elections if repeated in a looming national vote, and we'll see the party oust the Conservatives for the first time since 2010. As the U.S. moves to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug, advocates are more hopeful that states could legalize it. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
As the U.S. government looks at labeling pot a Schedule 3 less dangerous drug, the executive director of the Marijuana Policy Project says that could bring more support for legalization. Matthew Schweitz says many state lawmakers have told him they wouldn't vote for something that's illegal under federal law. Supporters in Florida, Nebraska, and South Dakota have been gathering petition signatures, hoping to join 24 other states that allow recreational use. But in Idaho, the leader of a group petitioning for medical marijuana says it's tough getting people to sign because they're afraid police will come knocking on their door. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Boeing is finally poised to launch astronauts to the International Space Station for NASA after years of delays and stumbles. It's the first flight of Boeing's Starliner capsule with a crew on board. A pair of veteran NASA pilots will check out the spacecraft during the test drive and a week-long stay at the space station. Liftoff is planned for Monday night from Cape Canaveral, Florida. NASA turned to U.S. companies for astronaut rides after the space shuttles retired. Elon Musk's SpaceX has made 9 taxi trips for NASA, while Boeing has managed only a pair of unoccupied test flights. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.